Well, hello there, and welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we help military families PCS better. I'm your host, Lindsay Litton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. From interviews with military real estate experts to fellow powerhouse military spouses, we're highlighting some of the major issues impacting military families when they move. And before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network helps military families with local military real estate experts by connecting them all over the U.S. If you're considering buying or selling a home, connect with Mill Housing Network online at milhousingnetwork.com. So let's dive in. Today's guest is a fellow military spouse, Rodney.
Hey, what's
How's
up?
It going?
Pretty good. Beautiful day in paradise.
I love it. So Rodney is the owner of Firma mm-hmm. IT Solutions. Rodney's story is an interesting one. And in less than 2 years from PCSing to Colorado Springs, Rodney's business was voted number one in cybersecurity here in the Colorado Springs by the Business Journal. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I love interviewing you because I always love learning tips. Yes. You are the master of networking.
Yes, I try to be.
I am so excited to dive into this.
Thank you for inviting me.
It doesn't stop there. I mean, he was recently named the Colorado Springs Business Journal 2018 Rising Star, and you were featured on Fox 21.
Yes, it's actually gotten bigger.
I'm
a Fox 21
fan. Oh, do tell.
Yeah, I signed a contract with them. So
Stop it! What are you doing right now?
We've got promos running. So pretty much they're a face of cybersecurity.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
That network, yeah.
Kicking butt and taking names.
Yes, ma'am.
And has only lived in Colorado Springs for 2 years.
It'll be 3 years in August.
Oh, see, yes. We have an anniversary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So you were a proud military spouse. Mm-hmm. You were the father of two gorgeous girls.
Yeah, one on the way.
Stop it. You just keep rolling out the surprises.
Yep. New Year's 2019.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Oh, yep. Okay. So I'm excited to learn about baby number three.
Yes.
Are you hoping for the boy?
I am. Yep. Yep. That'll be the silver lining.
Oh, well, and you're a business owner. So Welcome to Mill Housing Nation podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Lindsay.
All right. So let's jump in. And I want to learn more about your business. Obviously, you just launched some major surprises on me, so I'm going to dive into that and go off script.
Awesome.
So how long have you been a military spouse and how many PCSs?
Oh, man. I've been married 14 years since Monday of this week.
Let me pause there because before we got on the radio, Rodney said something very important that I want my husband to take note on. At the 10-year point, Rodney bought his wife a new wedding ring.
Yes, you got to upgrade the ring at the 10-year. So, come on, brother. You got to upgrade the ring at the 10-year.
Take note, all male listeners.
All men, yes. So upgrade the ring.
How many PCSs?
Three.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, my wife's been in 18 years, and she'll be retiring here.
Oh.
Which is pretty cool. So.
Hey, so this is going to be home.
Yeah.
Why not have another baby?
Why not? Yeah. It's actually a birth control baby, so that's pretty awesome.
Oh, it's the sweetest surprise. Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Aww. Yeah,
it's cool. Really shocking. We're ready for it now.
So yeah, you cool. know, gear up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's time. Everything's gonna be good.
Okay, so how old is your youngest?
Seven.
Oh, so we're buying new car seats and cribs and all the things.
We gave away everything already.
Yeah.
So we didn't have any of that stuff. So now we got to get all that stuff back.
Okay, so if our listeners want to donate to the Rodney Baby Fund.
Oh, we'll be okay. I'm sure there's families that need a little more. But I appreciate the kindness.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how has military life impacted your career?
You know, it's been tricky. I had to learn to be versatile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in 2018, the military system is designed for the wife to be at home
mm-hmm.
and the male to be the military member. So mm-hmm. when you flip that, things get a little tricky.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding that out with the pregnancy right now. You know, if you are a military spouse, you have an option to choose your care provider when you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a military active duty member, you are told where you're going to go
mm-hmm.
to have your baby.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't think that's fair, but that's how it is. And you have to adjust to that. So it was a lot of adjustment, a lot of being versatile. You know, I've got some people that I know who are in military families, and the man wants the wife to get out of the military because her military career is impending, like, you know, know, it's getting in the way of his career progression.
Okay.
And I went into the whole thing knowing that I didn't want to do that to mm-hmm. my wife. You know, I wanted it to be fair. I want her to be able to pursue her military career. I want her to get as far as she possibly can. And I don't want to do anything to stop that. I want to help push that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what does that mean for me? I have to be smart enough to make it work no matter where we go.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've had careers in some of the places that we moved to. And, you know, at a certain point, I had to start my own business
mm-hmm.
To make that work. So now, you know, I was in Key West, Florida, where I started. And, you know, I ended up starting it there. And then we moved here. And it's working here as well. So I got in two spots. And now I'm in a position where no matter where we move, I can still run this business and hire people and create jobs and, you know, benefit the community the way it benefits me. So it works.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Obviously, because it aligns so closely with our mission of making sure military spouses have career options no matter where they go.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to hear that you support your wife that way.
Yes. I wanted to be able to kick butt, you know, where she's at. And then, you know, she's 18 years now, so she's about 2 years so she gets out. So, you know, I'm getting the soil ready because
mm-hmm.
some of the ideas that she has are entrepreneurial sounding.
Okay.
So, you know, like I already know a lot of people out here in the streets of Colorado. So
uh-huh.
I was like, hey, if you want some of these doors open for you, I'm going to go ahead and put you in touch with these people.
Yeah.
You know, so she can have a head start.
Sure.
Where some people are just going out in the street, you know, blind. They don't know anybody and having to start from scratch, which isn't impossible, but it's a little trickier.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got somebody already laying the groundwork already, which she will have, she'll have an advantage.
That's exciting. Yeah. What kind of career options is she looking at?
You know, she likes finance.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
So I'm out here trying to make money. And, you know, if it was up to me, we'd be broke. You know, but she is so smart.
You got to have the yin and the yang and somebody to put, you know, the bumpers on you.
Yeah. She is so smart with money. And, you know, she wants to get to the point where you understand the social enterprise
mm-hmm.
model. You know, congratulations on winning the award yourself.
Oh, thank
for
you.
For a social impact business. Yeah. Because you're awesome.
I appreciate that.
You're awesome.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just going to have Rodney follow me.
Yeah.
Apparently.
So she's trying to come up with something on the lines of that. The way she describes it
is
a social impact business. So she understands that military people, they don't give us a whole lot of financial instruction.
Mm-hmm.
In the military.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants to help us not get in debt, not to go out, not to be part of those predatory lender,
mm-hmm.
you know, scenarios, you know, to teach you, you know, Dave Ramsey type of,
mm-hmm.
you know, models of getting out of debt, you know, and being debt free and creating wealth. So, you know, she understands all of that. So she's helped our family definitely be advantageous on that front. But she wants to help other military families. And I mean, these aren't, you know, your junior enlisted people. I mean, this goes all the way up to your senior enlisted,
mm-hmm.
even some of your higher ranking officers are making mm-hmm. plenty of money,
mm-hmm.
but they're broke.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you broke when you're bringing in this much money? Because they don't know how to manage the funds.
Right.
You know, so if we teach you how to manage it, you'll be better. So that's what she's going to try to,
I love that.
Try to do something with that.
No, that's a wonderful cause because I think, especially in the housing industry, we see a lot of people's financial situations. Unfortunately, for a lot of folks, they get into tough situations and it makes us sad because, again, we want people to make good financial decisions for them and their family. And sometimes that means us saying buying a house is not a good option right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're absolutely right. You need to make sure that you're checking your boxes and taking care of certain things. And when you go to purchase a house, we want to make sure that you have, as we've talked about previously on Mill Housing Nation, certain funds in reserve so that if something does go wrong, you know, you're in a good financial standing and your house isn't going to break your bank.
Yeah, you don't buy more house than you need. You know,
no.
Living underneath your means is one of the key strategies.
Yes.
And, you know, these are things that she's taught me.
I love that.
And, you know, I can't wait till she's able to teach the rest of the community all these tricks and tips to do better financially. So everybody get ready. Iris Gallette is coming.
Oh,
2 years. Get ready.
Get ready. Get ready.
Yes.
Well, we will be here and happy to interview her.
Yes, yes.
I love
yes,
it.
Thank you.
So obviously being a male military spouse is different.
Yes.
And you highlighted some of the differences.
Yes.
So talk me through that. Like, what are some of the major things that you see for male military spouses? What are the stigmas and things that mythbusters you want to break?
Well, you know, you got to learn how to cook. You know, when my our last year in Key West, my wife went, she got deployed for a year. And I had to, you know, McDonald's and Papa John's was not a sustainable model after about a couple weeks. So, you know, I had to learn how to wash and detangle two different types of hair. I had to learn how to braid. You know, it was a lot of YouTube videos and a lot of trial and error to figure out how to braid. And it would take me Friday after they got out of school all the way till Sunday night to get through both of their hair. I was not very fast with it, but, you know, it would look decent. And, you know, I did get a lot of support from the ladies in the military community. So, you know, the CDC where I dropped my kids off, you know, they knew that my wife was gone. So they walked up and was like, hey, man, you know, can we do anything for you? You know, like, we'd love to do your daughter's hair. So I'd drop them off in the morning.
Aww.
And then they would, like, just bring us the hair bag. So I bring them the hair bag, and they braid her hair, like, while they were in the CDC. And I pick them up, and their hair was done. I'm like, that's cool.
That's
so
awesome.
Things like that was always really helpful. I was very engaged in the community. So my community knew my situation. There's a lot of veterans that are part of the business community out here that I was a part of running my own business. So, you know, when things would happen, I had people that I could call. I didn't have any family down there, but I had a lot of really good friends in Key West and still got them down there. So whenever I needed some, all I had to do was pick up the phone and they were there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they were sending like four or five of their employees, or the owner of the company would come down and make sure I was taken care of, you know, so it was really good. Yeah. So it was nice.
Well, I love that. And I do love that about the military community. We really do come together and help each other. And I mm-hmm. think that's awesome. And I always find it interesting when you do meet a fellow male military spouse, because there's so few and far between.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, they're out there.
Yep. Yep.
And I love that what you said about supporting your wife and being that figure for her. Mm-hmm. So thank you for doing that. Because I know a lot of female military spouses also do that. And unfortunately, the dual military situations, a lot of those decisions are made too, where one spouse has to step down.
Has to make a decision. Yeah.
Unfortunately, in marriage, there's lots of sacrifices.
Yes. Sacrifices and compromise. And yes, dear.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. See, 14 years married.
That's
you know,
how you do it.
This is how you do it.
There, yep.
So how has being a military spouse made you a better business owner?
You know, I'm able to adapt to changing situations, and you know, one of the things that it kind of falls into kind of like how immigrants come here and start businesses,
mm-hmm.
you know, like they come here and they start the business, and it's like the land of opportunity for them.
Yeah.
So they are putting everything they can. It's 150% every day to make something happen. And as a military spouse, you know, and a business owner, when I move to a new community, I don't have the luxury of having been there for like 10, 20 years. Like some of my competitors have just been here forever, mm-hmm. and they've been able to build these amazing businesses and become great friends of mine. But they've been here a long time. I didn't have that luxury. I don't have generations of family in Colorado Springs. I've been here 3 years in August. So when I get here, I don't have the luxury of taking my time.
Mm-hmm.
So within the first 30 days, I'm making moves. Like as soon as I find out we're PCSing to a new place, I'm online Googling the demographics. I'm finding out, you know, what the racial breakdown is of the location, like what kind of chambers of commerce are here. What's the political climate of the area I'm moving to? You know, what do my competitors look like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who are they? What are their names? What groups are they involved in? Where can I find them online? So I'm doing all kinds of digging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, LinkedIn's another big place for me to get information. You know, in Key West, LinkedIn was not a really big big system that was mm-hmm. used out there. And there's not a whole lot of networking groups down there because the population is a lot smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But here, you know, networking is a really big thing in Colorado Springs.
It really is.
And
yeah.
everybody's on LinkedIn.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, if you want to find somebody, look them up on LinkedIn and find out who they are first. So when you meet them, you got some intel on them, and you can start and control a conversation with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like strategies that I use, becoming friends with my competitors.
Okay.
You know, like
okay.
a lot of people are afraid to talk to their competitors because they think it's like a threat.
Yeah.
Or they think they're trying to take business. Like, you know, the abundance mindset in business
mm-hmm.
is very good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you understand that there's enough money out here for everybody to eat and get fat, then, you know, you really don't have that whole fear of your competitors. And you'll find out that your competitors, like, maybe they have a gap in their business model that you can fit into. So
right.
if you guys become friends, you know, they'll share that piece of their business that they don't do with you.
Yeah.
So like a lot of my competitors, they if you don't have, you know, more than 20 computers, you know, like they don't want to talk to you.
Sure.
You know, but they'll send you to me.
Yeah.
Which is great.
You and why know, not?
So I like that. Yeah.
Hashtag collaboration over
collaboration.
Competition.
That's it. All day long.
Right there.
Yep.
Right
yep.
there.
Simple solution. Mm-hmm.
So I love what you said about hitting the ground running. And
yes.
You just start diving into the community. And
yes.
this is something that I admire most about you.
Thank you.
Is that this man, so I met Rodney at an awards gala.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing this rambunctious, yeah, military spouses.
Military spouses.
Woo! And I'm like, who is that guy? I don't know that guy. And lo and behold, I mean, you know everyone.
Yeah, I try to.
I mean, you knew, you know, who I was up against in that category. You know James Proby.
Yes.
James Proby's been here forever.
Yeah, love James. Gonna go see him after this.
I love James. And what I love most is that I, you know, and I'm thinking, well, gosh, he must have been stationed here for 10 years. Mm-hmm. It's been the same amount of time as I've been here. Mm-hmm. So walk us through, what do you do in your first 30 days of moving to an area to get so well connected?
So like I was telling you, I already did the research before I got here. Mm-hmm. So I looked up the chambers of commerce in the area. I saw that the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC, it was called the Regional Business Alliance when I got here. So it seemed like the largest organization in the area as far as chambers. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and dive into this one. And I've been a Rotarian, Rotary International, mm-hmm. for several years. So I was a Rotarian in Key West. That's where I started. So I was like, okay, let me find out which Rotary Club seems to be the most impactful in the area. So I found that one. It's the oldest Rotary Club in the area, the Rotary Club of Colorado Springs. It's about 101 years old this year.
Wow.
Yep. So I went ahead and jumped into that. And just those two environments, I was able to branch out and start networking and really meeting a wide range of people in Colorado Springs and then, mm-hmm. you know, going to lunch with them, sitting down having some coffee or getting some ribs or getting a beer and getting some wine, like whatever, you know, just getting to know people and building these relationships. Because you find out if you give, it's called giver's gain. So if you give to your community will give back to you, but you got to give first.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got to be the first one to give, and you got to give without expecting to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Selfless.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, man, like everything just kind of works itself. And mm-hmm. if you are an expert in your profession, just focus on being the expert.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the money will come. If you focus on the money, you'll always be chasing money. Mm-hmm. But if you focus on the excellence, the money's going to come. Everything's going to come on its own. And focus on helping other people. And they'll call you, be like, hey, Rodney, here. Mm-hmm. Rodney, I have something for you. Here. Here's an opportunity. You know, would you be on our board? I'm like, man, yes, I'll be on the board. So, you know, I'm on the board of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado.
That's awesome.
And on the board of the Rotary Club of Colorado Springs. And it's great involvement.
That's great.
You know, it's awesome.
I love that. I mm-hmm. love that. One of the favorite books I read that you mentioned about giving back to your community, Go Giver.
Yes.
The Go Giver. And it talks all about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you give to people, then you will receive. And I think it's just about putting yourself out there and giving. And I know a lot of military spouses, when they move to an area, they kind of stay secluded because they know they're only going to be there for a couple of years, and you're a living testament of what can happen when you just open yourself out and you give.
Yes, it'll happen faster than you think, but, you know, it is a long game strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So don't expect the fruits of your labor to happen like in the first 90 days or something. You know, mm-hmm. it might, but, you know, don't expect that. Just keep putting in the work, and the opportunities will present themselves, and be creative.
Yeah.
With what you do. I mean, you don't have to create anything new. Just find out the organizations that you're passionate about. You know, if you want to get military families and new housing, you know, come see Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to get them jobs in the community, come see Lindsay. You know, if you want to be an expert in some type of field in business and you want to teach other business owners how to do it, go see ACTA at the Small Business Development Center. You know, I'm a cybersecurity consultant with them because I like being able to teach mm-hmm. people how not to put our community's data at risk.
Mm-hmm.
So I use that venue to do that. Mm-hmm. Find out who your local media stations are. You know, mm-hmm. if you've got some knowledge to share, a lot of these media outlets like KRDO will want to get you on the air to share knowledge with mm-hmm. the people. They like that selfless sharing of knowledge, so they'll be happy to put you on. You want to advertise your business, you're going to have to pay to play. But, you know, if you want to share knowledge, they will let you do it.
Uh-huh.
So there's so many avenues to help, so many ways to get involved. Just find what your passion is and go for it.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. Okay, so you mentioned you're going on a vacation.
Yes.
You're going to Disney.
Yes.
All right, give us the 411 on the military discount with
okay.
Disney.
Okay. I believe I was trying to call my wife to verify.
We're going to have a little bit of fun here.
Yeah, I was trying to call my wife to verify, but I believe it was $225 for a 3-day pass to the Disney parks.
For military.
For military, yes. So that's through your ITT office. Apparently, Peterson does not keep Disney tickets on hand, so find your way to Fort Carson's ITT office. Mm-hmm. They've got tickets on hand, and you can go ahead and buy them and walk out of the building with the tickets in your hand for your Disney pass. Another thing, there is only one place in the entire United States where you can go and get them tickets in person, and that place is called Shades of Green.
Not 50 Shades of Gray.
No, not 50 Shades of Gray. No, that's totally different.
Totally different.
Totally different.
But now you'll never forget.
Yep, the evil laugh.
Shades of Green.
Yep, Shades of Green. It's an amazing facility. It's military only. it's a resort for military. And, you know, you need to have your military ID in order to get into the gate on the property. But it's got golf courses. It's got, you know, pools. It's got, you know, the hotels. It's got the food. And you can go there to get all of your Disney and Universal and all those tickets. You can get them all there in person at a really, really good rate.
Awesome.
The best rate you're going to find.
Yeah.
Nobody else gets that rate but us, which is really cool. So I appreciate Disney for doing that.
No, I love that Disney does that.
Yeah.
Because so many military families go to Disney, and it is the, you know, my kids have been chirping about it for years, and we've been putting it off.
Yeah.
We will one day have to go see the mouse.
Yep, so. Yep. Get your walking shoes ready.
Uh-huh.
Get your shoes
spritzers.
Ready. Yeah, get
fast
your spritzer.
Pass.
Yeah, your fast pass, and get all that stuff from Shades of Green.
Okay.
It's really awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Rodney, it's always a pleasure having you on.
I love being here. Thank you for having me. You're awesome.
Anything else that you want our listeners to know on how they can get connected with you if they need IT solutions?
Well,
they don't have to be just here in Colorado, right?
No. We've got it's national support that we have. FirmaITSS.com is how you get us. 719-377-6603 is our number. You can find us in the Business Journal. So just Google Colorado Springs Business Journal, Rodney Gillette, and you'll see all the articles that I've written for them. Please read them. There's a lot of interesting and important information that you probably haven't read. One of the latest things is this Russian hack on people's routers.
No.
So actually I did a Fox 21 news story on it. So if you look up Russian hackers, Fox 21, you'll see the video and the article from me where I'm talking about that. So a lot of the stuff you saw was to unplug your routers and then wait and plug them back in, but that's not enough. So for all you people that have never updated your routers since you purchased them, you guys are under attack with this threat. So you need to update the firmware in your routers. You need to change the password to log into your routers. You need to change the password for your Wi-Fi, and you need to unplug it and plug it back in. If you have absolutely no idea what I just said, give me a call, and we'll help you through that. And we do have military discounts available.
That's great.
Help this community out. Yeah.
That's great. So I preached this, and I said this last week when I spoke at 10 Million Cups, which I missed you at.
Yes.
I thought you were going to be there.
I'm going to start going.
You should go.
Yeah,
it was phenomenal. But one of the things that I said is that everybody has a vote, right?
Yes.
So every time you spend a dollar, it is vote of confidence in that business.
Yes.
And so everybody's got options, and you have choices when you go out and spend your money or vote. And I preached at that particular venue that spend your dollars and vote for military spouse-owned businesses. So if you want to directly impact the military spouse community, then spend your dollars with people like Rodney.
Yeah, and it helps. You know, if you help a military business grow in the community, then not only are we able to create jobs in this community, but we're also able to give back to organizations in this community. You know, we can buy tables at these nonprofit events. You know, we can sponsor nonprofit events. You know, we can donate more money and put more money back in the street if you help us build our businesses. So, you know, it's a full circle type of thing. And for the military spouses that are at home wondering whether or not to start their business, go ahead and do it. Don't be afraid to start it. Multiple streams of income are powerful. We live in the 21st century. So a lot of the businesses you can start will not tie you to a geographical location. So you can keep doing it even after you get another PCS move. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. You can still run your business. So be creative. There's so many things out there. If you got questions about it, find me on LinkedIn. You know, find me on Facebook. I'll be happy to talk to you and build this community with you.
I love it. Okay. Do it now. Do it afraid. My favorite John Maxwell quote.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Well, Mr. Rodney, thank you so much for being a guest today. And if our listeners want to get more information, they can always visit us on millhousingnetwork.com. Click on the podcast tab up top and search for Rodney's episode. So, Mr. Rodney, it has been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure with you. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you. So, again, if you want to connect with Rodney, go to millhousingnetwork.com, or you can push pause, rewind a little bit, and Rodney gives out his contact information. Sounds like you can find him on LinkedIn.
I'm all over the grid.
He is all over the grid.
Yes.
So while you're visiting our podcast page on millhousingnetwork.com, take a moment to browse some of our past episodes. One of the episodes that I mentioned earlier, Christine Maxwell, she talks a lot about financial literacy, so that's also a good one too. If you're there and you want to become one of our guests, make sure that you fill out the guest form on the website, and I'd be excited to have my fellow military spouses and real estate experts on the show. Yay. So don't forget, we are on iTunes. Subscribe to all of our weekly podcast alerts. And stay in the know, my fellow PCS warriors. I'm Lindsay Litton. Thank you so much for listening. And join us next week as we interview yet another rockstar military spouse. Again, for more upcoming information, visit us on millhousingnetwork.com. And that's all we have today. Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you, Lindsay.
All right. Bye for now.